out of executive session and back on the record. Okay, no citizen comments that I'm aware of.
We have action, sir.
Okay, go ahead.
Make a motion to suspend Councilman Bordenkerfer for violating Ohio Revised Code Section 731-45 for conduct violating council rules and village ordinances pending a hearing on November 22nd, the next scheduled council meeting.
I'd like to see documentation of it. It's an accusation. I believe I'm entitled to evidence at the point of accusation. Is that correct?
You would be entitled to know the charge against you. Which was stated, which violating the rules of council, you would be entitled to a hearing within 15 days, which the 22nd is within 15 days.
Which hearing are you referring to, Joel? Is that the court hearing?
No, that would be, so he would be suspended pending a hearing that is part of the motion there. Asking that a hearing be set for the next council meeting.
For here. Okay.
Second.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Musk?
Yep.
Fortune?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Bordenkerfer?
Abstain.
Maurer?
Yes.
Okay, the motion carries. All right, we're ready to move on now?
Yep.
Okay, department reports, fire report. Okay, Dana could not be here tonight due to other meetings that he had to attend. So the fire report is this. Under fire, one vehicle fire, two vehicle accidents with injuries, two vehicle accidents, no injuries, one power line down, one arcing shorted electrical equipment, two dispatch and canceled en route, one no incident found, one smoke scare odor of smoke, and one false call. Location, during the month of October, there were five calls in the village of West Lafayette, 41 year-to-date, four in West Lafayette Township, 40 year-to-date, Linton Township had zero, 11 year-to-date, Oxford two, 25 year-to-date, White Eyes one, 8 year-to-date, out of district zero, year-to-date 12. Call history, in October, a total of 12. 137 year to date. Last year, total of 1,848 year to date. as far as activity, emergency calls, 74 firefighters, 45.75 hours. There were 12 meetings, 24 hours. Tools and small engines, six firefighters for 12 hours. Vehicle maintenance, 16 for 32 hours. Self-contained breathing apparatus maintenance, 7 for 14 hours and 0 on training for a total of 127.75 hours. Payroll for October was 740. Payroll year-to-date is $10,710. Losses in October were 0. Year-to-date, $1,011,750. Last year, year-to-date, $424,310. Any questions? Fiscal officer.
Okay, first want to go over a few pieces of legislation that I have on the table tonight. Two of them go together. The first one being ordinance 2021-80, and the second one would be ordinance 2021-82. And these both revolve around the purchase of the new police cruiser. So we've talked before, the Tahoe was totaled, and we are receiving a settlement check from the insurance company for that, that it should equate to about $40,000. So we're gonna utilize that money to pay off the current loan that we have right now in Tahoe Park National. And that'll leave us about $30,000 to play with there. So then allotting some money for the upfit kit for the new vehicle, cast a bet down on the vehicle. We would only need to finance $10,000. So looking to have the issuance of $10,000 in bonds for police cruiser, and the way that would be projected would be set up on 18 months. The payment would be, I think, about $10 more than what we're paying right now for the Tahoe. So it's about the same. It's going to be paid off at the same time that we projected the Tahoe to pay off. So that all works out really well cost-wise. The total purchase price for the Charger is $29,780, and that does include a $560 delivery fee that I'm bringing it here to the village for us. So 2021-80 is requesting authorization to enter into an agreement with the bond council to secure Dinsmore and Shoal to do the bond for us. And ordinance 2021-82 is for the issuance of $10,000 in bonds for that purchase to take care of that loan. I'm going to request that you waive the three required readings on that so that we can get the ball rolling with that. The bond council has requested that we also waive the three readings on that to move forward with the paperwork. Resolution 2021-79 is a resolution to add funds. Some of the items in here that I'll go over pertain to what I just went over with the purchase of the police cruiser and the paying off of the Tahoe. So starting at the top, we need money in the general fund. We need $35,000 to add into the capital outlay account to cover the purchase of the Charger and for the outfit equipment. And then also $10,000 into the police wages account. There is about $4,000 of that that we are recouping from Ridgewood Local Schools for the special event due to the coverage that they had for the football games and homecoming and so forth. So, but the extra money is just to cover extra expenses that we've had this year, you know, with shortage of officers and having overtime in there and extra part-time coverage. 103 fund, the police debt service fund, that $8,535, that's to pay off the Chevy Tahoe. $700 in the street fund is to cover fuel expenses to get us through the remainder of 2021. So we just had some extra expenses there. With extra mowing that we've been doing in the village. And yeah, just a fuel expense there. And then the 211 fire department debt service fund. I've been talking with Chief Cole, and he and I are both comfortable with the way things are looking in there. In their fire fund, so they want to go ahead and pay off that loan that we took out earlier in the year for the rescue truck, for the fire rescue truck, for $50,000. So I'm going to go ahead and take care of paying that off as well. And in the 218 police levy fund, I just need to appropriate the rest of the money. We received $1,600 more for the police levy to cover the police wages. So more than it had anticipated and had appropriated at the beginning of the year. So I just need to have the rest of that appropriated so I can utilize that to pay the police wages. And then finally, in the 602 sewer fund, we need to appropriate an extra $16,000 in there to cover electric bills for the remainder of 2021, the sewer department, and that's to cover just the coverage of extra electricity that's being used for the blowers in the sewer department.
On the Chris probably be able to answer it better. On the $700 for the added fuel, are we looking at, we should recoup that in taxes for mowing?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
More than that.
Okay. So that's the legislation that I have. Had a finance committee meeting tonight, and I did present the preliminary budget for 2022. We went over all the different funds and departments in that area. I have some adjustments that I need to make and come back to the committee with the proposed final budget for 2022, which will go to the next finance committee meeting. I'd like to request another meeting this month on the 22nd. So we'll be back here later in the meeting. So we talked about the budget, and then I also presented the bills for approval. And that's it.
Okay. Cody, are you going to present the police report?
Yeah. For the month of October, we had 453 calls for service. Reports taken, we had 34. Felony arrests, we had one. Misdemeanor arrests, we had two. We had 0 juvenile arrests. We had 51 traffic stops with 18 citations. We had 4 crashes. We had no OBIs. We had 1 warrant arrest, 7 paper services, and we consumed $973.01.
Any questions? All right, thank you.
I would like one more thing. November 4th, I turned in my letter of resignation. I gave a 3-week notice. My last day will be November 26th.
Thank you. I have that. I was going to bring that up. So Officer Cochran has resigned, as he stated, and I'll entertain a motion to accept that resignation.
Motion to accept Cody's resignation. That's usually what you do.
Right, well, second.
Ronnie's sleeping.
He was.
No, I'm not sleeping. No, I'm done.
Is there a second?
Tim can do it.
Yes, Jamie seconded. Yeah. Wheeler?
Yes.
Last?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
He answered for me.
Well, you got me confused there for a minute.
Okay, let's start over. Wheeler?
Yeah.
Last?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
All right. Joel, you have anything?
So we have, I've gotten conflicting things now from Council on the Opioid Settlement. Recently, there was some paperwork that came through for a proposed settlement with Johnson & Johnson, or Jensen. This is, my understanding of it, this is just a single settlement. It's not like before where there's an Ohio settlement and a national settlement. So this will rely on all of the states getting enough parties to join in to meet a certain threshold. The Ohio allocation is 4.35%. Settlement value starts at $5 billion. Of that, only about $4.5 billion goes towards the actual settlement. The rest is sort of used for other restitution and attorney's fees. They get almost $4 million. So Ohio gets about $197 million. West Lafayette's share of that, I can't say right now. I spent a lot of time on this, but there's just the way this settlement looks, it is very different from even what is contained in the One Ohio MOU. So it has a 70% of the payment would go to the abatement under the One Ohio MOU, 15% would go directly to the state of Ohio, and then 15% directly to the subdivisions. That's different than the last one we talked about. Two payments would occur in 2020, with 9 additional payments occurring over the next 9 years. I received an email on my way down here that the deadline is November 19th. Everything I had read this afternoon and prior to this had the date as January 2nd. So I've emailed council. I don't know why council is telling us there's a deadline of November 19th. If there's something I missed or I don't know, these are very complex, voluminous documents. But she and I have talked at length, and January 2nd is almost the date we've talked about. So I don't know what's going on there. It does appear council is recommending that we opt into this. This is, again, one of those things where the first $1.94 billion or $84 million for Ohio, if enough people jump onto this, that's the base payment, and then there's another $2.3 billion in incentives. And then there's this, I have no explanation for what this is. $270 million that is a credit, and when you read the actual document, it says, hey, there will be a credit of this much as is contained in this section, and then you go to that section, it says, oh yeah, this credit, yeah, that's described in this exhibit, and then you go to the exhibit, and the exhibit has it, the $2.7 million, and it says credit. So, I cannot wrap my head around why we're giving back. I don't know what it does. I don't know what it's for. But it appears that it comes out of the settlement, and no states get it. I don't know if it's for attorney's fees or what. It just never says. So the risk of rejection is going to be the same as four. You're not going to be eligible for any of these distributions, and you're going to have to litigate it solo, which Johnson & Johnson seems like they're a little more solvent than the others. So the risk of them going under, I think, is less. But at the same time, I don't think that it will do any better, especially if outside counsel is recommending this. So given that there may be a deadline for November 19th, it would be my recommendation that council take action on this tonight and authorize me to enter into this settlement agreement.
Everybody good? Mm-hmm. Motion to authorize the solicitor to enter into the opioid settlement agreement.
Second.
Bauer?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Lust?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Motion carries. Anything else, Joel?
That's it.
Okay, village administrator, Chris.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council. We're going to pick up leaves. We're still going to stay on it. We ran them, I believe, every day last week. And I believe we're going to run them most of this. No, he runs on that. Our guy runs out of hours on Wednesday. So I think we're going to run them Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of this week. We're going to make some minor repairs to the leaf truck, the truck bed that the leaves go into. At the end of this week, and then we'll be back at it next week. So we're going to run leaves through the end of November and evaluate to see how many come down and how far into. I know we always go, we stop running leaves, and then we give everybody that one last shot that we go pick them up, and then we also give one additional weekend where they can put it on trash bags and we pick them up. So, but we're definitely going to run them all the way through the end of November. Both parks, Burke Park as well as Waterworks Park, the new bathrooms over there have been winterized. They're there through the season. At the end of last week, we had some spectacular news. In addition to the $1.25 million in grants that we've been talking about over the last 3 or 4 weeks, we also received notification from Governor DeWine's office that the village was awarded $2.87 million through the Ohio Builds program. That funding was made possible through House Bill 168, and there will be more to come on that. I did answer a couple emails earlier this afternoon for that, and once the new VA comes on board, that'll be one of the things that I bring her up to speed on very quickly. But that $2.87 million is earmarked to upgrade the outfall infrastructure relative to our storm and sanitary sewer that runs down the hill, down Ripple Lane, and into the river. So we're going to make a little over $3 million in upgrades to that part of our infrastructure, and with the other work that we're doing in town, I think the mayor will agree with the engineers' drawings and studies that we've seen. It will greatly improve the velocity on how much stormwater leaves this village, especially when we do this. It's really going to eliminate a lot of the puddling and hopefully help prevent any future flooding issues. It's really a step in the right direction. So again, special thanks to the Thrasher Group and Aaron Wright for helping us navigate this process. She was very helpful. Thrasher Group was very helpful. And quite frankly, the county engineer, Mr. Wattel, ranked us number two in the county. And without your engineer's endorsement, you didn't make it to the first cut. So out of the 10 projects that was presented in front of him, he ranked our project number two. two. So you got the same amount of points on the score sheet for being one as two. So I do appreciate Mr. Wattel's endorsement that helped us get past the first layer of cuts. So, and just so you know, that again will be money, will be everything. It'll go out for SOQ, bid, award, picking the engineering, final engineering, picking the contractor, piping the ground, project completion, all within the next 12 months. So with the other two grants and this one, we're going to have about $4.2 million in grand dollars in projects starting this spring and ending this time next year. So it's going to be pretty exciting for the village. Any questions on that? Legislation, as far as I'm concerned, 2021-65, third and final reading. I obviously asked you to pass that this evening. That is the long and awaited anticipated updating of the zoning, what we currently call the land usage planning and zoning chapters. Will now just be called the West Lafayette Village, the Village of West Lafayette Building and Zoning Zoning Codes. So ask me to pass that. And along with that, since we'll change the name and change the legislation, ordinance number 2021-78 is up for its second reading. And as soon as the first one passes, after its third reading, if you guys do pass 65 after its third reading, 2021-78, I would ask that you consider waiving that last reading and take it to its third and final reading this evening after it is scheduled for the second tonight. Just take it to its third reading because the language in it will instantaneously become outdated because you're about to pass legislation to call the zoning code the zoning code, and which will render what 2021-78 replacing obsolete. So it's kind of a package deal. And just so you know, we did get our new zoning map. So there's the new zoning map. You guys can pass that around. Take a peek at that. And also part of the new zoning code, we had to have, we also refer to the major street plan. And we had it, and it was last updated, oh boy, long, long, long time ago. So this is the new major street plan. I'll let you look at it if you want to. But it's the streets in town with all of our easements, our right-of-ways, how big's the right-of-way on Russell, how big's the right-of-way on Park, and stuff like that. So that's what the old code would refer to as the major street plan. The new code refers to it as the Village of West Lafayette. That's that, and then we also have maps now, much smaller. The police department's been asking these for months, and I just had them do an overlay. So now we have much more user-friendly maps for new employees, police officers, and residents of our village. So, and then as far as committee meetings, the new VA starts on the 15th. Is that correct, Mayor?
Yes, that's correct.
So when you have a public works meeting, Amy and I will spin Tammy up on the agenda items. But we would like to get in front of you guys and get on the books to talk about part-time versus full-time workforce. Let that invite you guys get official opinions on that, as well as whether or not we increase the staffing at the street department. A lot of stuff we talked about at the finance committee meeting this evening, but we'd like to get Tammy familiar with that, get Tammy familiar with the public works, and also to talk about that $2.87 million grant down at the asphalt project down at the wastewater treatment. So we would like to get a public works meeting scheduled for sometime next week, so that she could get spun up on that stuff. And then Mayor, I think he wanted to schedule a buildings and lands meeting.
Yes, I
did. At one point after she gets down.
Yeah, it's when we get to that point, Tim, I will want that to talk about what that is.
And that's all I have.
Okay, a couple things I'll mention. With the restrooms being winterized, effective November 1st, the park's closed as far as reserving it for public use. The Rotary shelter obviously is open, but everything else is closed until April 1st when we'll open it back up for reservations. One comment that I want to make in relationship to these grants, and last week when I saw the initial award letter, I went through it through the whole state. You have no idea how fortunate we are to get what we got. It's amazing that we pulled it off and have got the amount of money that we've got. When you look across the entire state and who was awarded money, I was very impressed. So it's a major deal. We got one other grant out there, and I hope we can bring in home as well. But it is a major, major feat. And you know how thankful I am to see that happen, because it potentially will do a lot to mitigate, you know, stormwater, flooding the possibilities. We still need to extend out 7th and out Wall 5th. But this, between the two grants, we have got a major, major step taken care of to work towards those improvements. But again, that award letter, when I went down through it and saw who got what, I was, you know, less off yet, got a major piece of that pie. So very nice. And I also extend my appreciation to the Chrysler Group and the way they put it together for us. Outstanding job. So that was great, and I will say that the maps for the zoning are available electronically, so if any of you would like to have those, we can certainly send them to you, but I was impressed with those as well.
I think they'll be up on the website for, okay.
Yeah. Eventually, yes. Okay, moving on to committee reports, buildings and property.
Nothing at this time.
Community and business development.
Nothing at this time.
Community relations.
The Chamber of Commerce will be meeting November the 16th in this building at 6:30 to bag candy for the Christmas parade, which is currently scheduled for Saturday, December the 4th at 1 p.m. Lineup will be at the middle school. It'll follow the same route that it's always followed to the Baptist Church at the end of Main Street, and Santa will be at the Baptist Church. There will also be a Christmas craft show held at the church the same day by Club Aries, and the Chamber will not be meeting in December or January, and they will start up in May, and they will be working on homecoming. The theme for 2022 is Through the Eyes of a Child. So anyone making plans for a float, you have an idea for a theme. And that's all.
Cool. Finance.
We met tonight. We discussed finances and next year's budget and some our employee issue or full-time issues there for next year. And I need approval for the end of October cash summary.
Second.
I need somebody to approve.
Motion to approve October cash summary.
Fortune?
Yes.
Moss?
Yes.
Yes. Wheeler?
Yep.
Maurer?
Yes.
Okay, nothing from fire dependency, nothing from wardens, or park board?
Nothing from the park board, but I did notice last night that there's about three or four of those stuff. Lights out over there.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
Which lights?
The two, the big pole lights.
The big pole lights.
The two on the north side and one on the corner of the south side.
These are the decorative light poles.
Yeah, that big fancy ones.
Okay. Amy must not have paid the water or electric bill.
I paid half of it.
Okay, anything else, Willie?
No, that's all. Sorry.
Planning Commission.
Nothing there either.
Nothing from Public Safety. Public Works.
Nothing at this time.
Nothing from Record of Detention. Nothing from Rules. That's it. Let's move on to the legislation. Okay, up for a third and final reading is Ordinance 2021-65, an ordinance replacing and reappealing Title 15 Land Usage Planning Zoning Chapters 150, 152, 154, 155, and 156, with the Village of West Lafayette donating the zoning codes and declaring an emergency. That was the third reading.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
Cheney?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Moss?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Okay, up next, second reading. Ordinance 2021-74, an ordinance to amend the income tax code for the Village of West Lafayette, Ohio, effective January 1st, 2022, and declaring emergency. That was the second reading. Up for the second reading, this one, the village administrator addressed. We'd like you to consider suspending the rules of the third reading of this ordinance and institute the emergency clause tonight. Resolution number 2021-78, an ordinance establishing certain powers and duties of the village administrator and declaring emergency.
Motion to suspend the rules and three required readings for resolution 2020-78.
Second.
Maurer?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Moss?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Cheney?
Yes.
Motion to adopt.
That would be appropriate.
Second.
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Fortune?
Yes.
Moss?
Yes.
Okay, up next is Resolution 2021-79, a resolution to amend the 2021 Permanent Appropriations Ordinance 2020-87, adding funds. This was covered by the fiscal officer.
Motion to waive the rules and three required readings for Resolution 2021-79.
Second. Oh, sorry.
Moss?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Cheney?
Yes.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
Fortune?
Yes.
Moss?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Up next is Ordinance 2021-80, an ordinance to retain bond counsel for the purchase of a police vehicle and authorizing and directing the fiscal officer, mayor, and administrator to execute an agreement for bond counsel services with Dinsmore & Shull LLP and declaring an emergency.
Motion to suspend the rules and the three required readings for Ordinance 2021-80.
Second.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Fortune?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Moss?
Yes.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
Maurer?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Moss?
Yes.
Okay, last but not least, Ordinance 2021-82, an ordinance authorizing issues of $10,000 of police vehicle acquisition bond series 2021 declaring emergency.
Motion to suspend the rules and the three required readings for Ordinance 2021-82.
Second.
Fortune?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Ross?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes. Motion to adopt.
Second.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Moss?
Yep.
Maurer?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Okay, I don't have any additional business, any committee meetings.
Finance the 22nd at 6:30.
Public Works, what day you want to do that? Chamber is in here on Tuesday at 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd have to do it before that if you want to do it on Tuesday.
I would like you to, if you're going to do it next week, so team will have plenty of notice. Do that, maybe do it Wednesday or Thursday.
I can't do it Thursday, so it's got to be Wednesday.
And I can't do it Wednesday.
And you can't do it Wednesday.
Well, no, wait a minute, wait a minute.
Your minutes up.
You can't do it Wednesday?
No.
Amy needs to be here.
You can't do it Wednesday? Okay, so. Monday?
Tuesday.
Chamber.
We do it before
chamber. Chamber will be in here at 6:30. Now, if you do it at 5.
I'm good at 5. I can just come straight from work.
You guys good at 5?
You going to be done by 6? 6:30?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All right. That's fine. Just Amy, if you'd reach out to Tammy so she can put it on her schedule.
Yep, absolutely.
So that's, what's the date on that?
That's the 16th.
Do you want the building next week or you want the week after? Or when do you want that?
Buildings and property?
Yeah.
Next week's fine or a week after. I don't care. I want to do it, but I need to invite some folks from the wetland, so...
Next week. How many days I'm off are 11th, 10th, and 11th?
What about the following week?
I'm off 15th, 16th, 19th.
What is the 19th?
Friday.
What's your schedule the week after? Like the week of, well, that's Thanksgiving week too.
Wednesday and Thursday. I'm off the next Wednesday and Thursday, the 24th and 25th. That's Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Yeah.
We don't want to do it though.
Yeah.
Can we do it the 19th at 5?
Does
that work?
Yeah, I can do that.
19th at 5?
Yeah. That's for the wetlands, right?
Yeah. Okay. That's what we're going to discuss.
19th at 5.
Okay.
Anybody else? Going once, going twice. Here's what I got. Building the property the 19th at 5. Finance the 22nd at 6:30. And Public Works the 16th at 5. Got it?
Yep.
All right. Bills been around?
Yeah. Motion to pay your bills.
Second.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Moss?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Bauer?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Second.
Cheney? Yes.
Bauer?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
We are adjourned.
Joel's not here.
This is homecoming. Can I enter my car as a float? Cut out. The eyes of children from magazines, put them all over my car.
Absolutely.